Chapter 10, Best. Walumi had been telling Wapiri so many stories by the warm fire that they did not even realize the sun had set. When Walumi saw that it was already late, he got up to make soup while Wapiri volunteered to set the table. While they were busy preparing dinner, Walumi paused for a moment. With a smile on his face, he said, "I have a surprise for you. I'm sure you do not want to listen to your old uncle's stories all the time. So tomorrow we are going to the lake to visit some of your cousins and your grandfather, Wudala." Wapiri was very excited. She loved to swim and play at the lake with her cousins. She also looked forward to seeing her grandfather again. Later that evening, after they had eaten and cleaned up, Wapiri lay in bed thinking about her grandfather. Wudala was already a very old wolf, with thick grey hair, heavy limbs and a round belly. He was a bit shorter than Walumi, but somehow he always appeared much larger than he really was. All the other wolves called him Wudala the Wise, and he was the most highly respected wolf at the Council of Elder Wolves. Whenever creatures of the forest had questions about life, they would go to him. Wapiri remembered that she used to spend a lot of time with Wudala when she was a very young cub. He used to tell her stories, much like Walumi. He would also sing her songs, play games with her, and together they would take long naps in the afternoon sun. She remembered how he used to encourage her to try a hand at anything she was interested in. There were times when she wanted to sing him a song or paint him a picture, but she would hesitate because she was afraid that it would not be good enough. Then Wudala would advise her with a smile. "Wapiri, just do your best and enjoy it." That is what Wudala always said. Do your best and enjoy it. Wapiri knew Wudala also followed his own advice. She recalled how he always seemed sincerely happy, as if he was filled with joy. He seemed grateful for everything, as if every single moment was special to him, and in turn, he made every moment special. Whenever he decided to do something, he dedicated himself to it entirely. He would give it all his attention and energy, and nobody could distract him from whatever he had set his mind to do. When he was busy at the Council of Elder Wolves, all he focused on was doing his work. When he was spending time with his family, like playing games with Wapiri, he enjoyed himself so much that he completely forgot about time. Even when he drank his tea, it seemed as if his entire world stopped and he lost himself in those moments. Wapiri remembered how her grandfather loved his tea. It was a pleasure to watch him drink it. He would take his time and brew it slowly. His every move was elegant and graceful. When he poured the tea from the pot into his cup, he would not spill a single drop. When he picked up his cup, he would hold it with both hands to savor the warmth through the porcelain. He would feel the steam rise up from the cup and touch his face. He would inhale deeply through his nose, enjoying the way the tea smelled. He would slowly allow the tea to fill his mouth, feeling the liquid flowing over his lips. He would enjoy the slightly sweet, slightly bitter taste filling his entire mouth. Finally, he would swallow the tea and feel it settling warmly in his belly. Wudala enjoyed every single moment. Whatever he did wholeheartedly. He would even do the simple things to the best of his ability. And the wonderful thing was, whenever he was focused like that, his eyes sparkled even brighter than before. And regardless of what he was doing, it was beautiful to behold. She remembered how she sometimes watched Wudala simply sitting on his chair. Even the ordinary action of breathing seemed graceful to her. It was as if everything Wudala did became a form of art. Yes, Wudala's eyes, smile and laughter always lit up a room. He was like a walking flame, bringing warmth and brightness wherever he went. Wapiri loved her grandfather dearly, and with the thoughts of Wudala rolling around in her mind, she fell asleep. Wapiri, Wudala, and the Leopards. The next day, Walumi and Wapiri left to visit Wudala and her cousins. When they arrived at Wudala's house, there was lots of laughter and many hugs as the family members reunited. To Wapiri's surprise, her father, Wutati, was also there. He had come early to help fix Wudala's roof, which had a small leak. Wulumi agreed to stay and help Wutati work on the roof, while Wudala would take all the younger wolves to enjoy a picnic at a small waterfall with a swimming hole not very far from Wudala's house. It was a beautiful, warm day, so all the cubs enjoyed playing in the water. Even Wudala had a quick dip and then returned to a shady spot under a tree. Wapiri remembered how happy and peaceful he looked under the tree, relaxing and looking at his grandchildren playing around him. In a moment, everything changed. Two leopards appeared at the top of the waterfall and slowly made their way down to the wolves. They were tall, skinny leopards with messy hair. One gave a slight roar, while the other laughed. Wapiri felt a cold shiver run down her spine, and some of the small cubs shrieked in fear. They all ran out of the water to their grandfather. Wudala wanted to reach for his knapsack to grab hold of his knife, but it was lying on the opposite side of the swimming hole, and the leopards now stood between him and the weapon. Wudala gently told the cubs to stand behind him, but softly whispered to Wapiri's older cousin, Wilash, to sneak away and run home as fast as he could to get help from Wulumi and Wutati. Wilash snuck away from the oncoming leopards quietly. When he was out of sight, he ran as fast as he possibly could all the way to Wudala's house. Wudala looked at the two leopards. For many years, the leopards and the wolves had a truce, whereby they agreed to live in respectful harmony. But it seemed that these two leopards did not care about the truce. They seemed nasty. Even worse, they seemed hungry. Wudala knew he was a very old wolf, and that he was no match for the two young leopards, especially as he did not have his knife. Nevertheless, he stepped forward and in a calm, confident voice said, "Good day, gentlemen. Can I help you?" The first leopard looked at the grey wolf in front of him and said, "Step aside, old dog. We are here for the young ones. They will make for a tasty bite." With that, the two leopards began advancing, licking their lips. A few of the small cubs next to Wapiri started crying. Wudala flashed a slight smile and simply said, "No." His calm answer momentarily confused and then enraged the leopards. They looked at each other, snarled, and then attacked him. They were young, fast, and strong. They knocked Wudala down hard and then laughed at him as he lay on the ground in the dust. But their laughter quickly died down when they saw the old wolf slowly getting back up and dusting himself off. He looked at them, his eyes burning brightly. An even bigger smile appeared on his lips. Again, he said, "No." The leopards did not waste another moment and attacked him again. They used the same tactic as before, but now the wise old wolf anticipated it and he gracefully sidestepped the first leopard, causing him to lose balance. The leopard fell to the ground, bumping his head hard against a rock. The other leopard was so surprised at what had happened to his friend that he did not see Wudala leaping at him. Wudala punched him hard on the nose and then kicked his feet from under him, causing him to fall as well. The two leopards were not only hurt, they also felt humiliated. This made them very angry. They got up and circled Wudala slowly. The one leopard limped slightly, but both these beasts were also more wary of the old wolf. So they changed their approach. The leopards tried to wear out the old wolf. First, one of the leopards pretended to attack Wudala, then the other would take a turn. Neither of them followed through on the attack. This kept Wudala busy and was indeed sapping his strength. Wapiri stood with her cousins. She was very afraid. Although she was worried about her grandfather, she did not miss the fact that the fire in his eyes burned brighter than ever before. She could not believe it. Her grandfather was facing certain doom, and yet it seemed as he was enjoying it. Wudala, despite his age, was focused only on the moment. He was completely committed to fighting the best fight possible. This focus enabled him to punch and kick harder and to move faster and more gracefully than most wolves half his age. His every move was beautiful and powerful. He fought like an artist. This continued for some time, and there were moments that Wapiri actually thought Wudala had a chance of winning. But two leopards against one old wolf was not a fair fight. Finally, one of the leopards picked up a big stick, nodded at his friend, and then both beasts leapt at Wudala simultaneously. They brute force and speed knocked him to the ground again, but this time they followed up immediately. They jumped on the old wolf, kicking him and using the stick to strike him. They were hurting Wudala badly. Young Wapiri could see that her grandfather was in grave danger, and she knew she had to make a choice. Then, something inside her changed. A fire within her was ignited. Despite her fear, she would protect her dear grandfather, for she had conviction and courage. She would rather risk fighting and be hurt than do nothing and be safe. Yes, she would accept responsibility for whatever the consequences of a choice would be. Wapiri made a choice. She summoned all her strength and gave a blood-curdling scream as she leapt to her grandfather's aid. When she reached the first leopard, she jumped on his back and bit him on his ear and in his neck with all her might. He gave a loud yelp and tried to shake the cub from his back, but she just held on. When the other leopard saw Wapiri, he grabbed her, pulled her from his friend, and threw her to the ground. The leopards were enraged. They no longer cared about Wudala, who was lying on the floor, his one eye swollen shut and blood seeping from his body. Now their focus was on Wapiri. They were going to kill her. But she was not done yet. She leapt back up, looked the leopards in the eyes, and snarled at them. Wapiri, the warrior wolf, was facing the two leopards. Wudala uttered a faint shout to draw the attention away from her, but the leopards ignored him and charged Wapiri. She stood fast. They were almost upon her when they all heard a mighty wolf howl from the forest. Everybody, even the leopards, stopped and looked up to see where the sound had come from. Wulumi and Wutati burst through the bushes. Little Wilash had warned them in time. Wulumi wielded his long staff and immediately attacked the leopard who had hit Wudala with a stick, while Wutati tackled his partner. Wulumi was an expert with the staff, while Wutati was incredibly strong. A terrible battle ensued between the two warrior wolves and the leopards. Blood splattered on the forest soil and howls of pain pierced the air. The leopards were very powerful creatures, but the warrior wolves had unparalleled courage and determination. It was clear that the warrior wolves were prepared to die to save their father and the other cubs. When the leopards realized this, they knew they could not win. And the moment they saw an opportunity, they ran away into the forest as fast as they could. Wulumi and Wutati wanted to give chase, but first they had to ensure that the cubs and their father were safe. Wapiri ran to her father and uncle, hugging them both. Then they went to Wudala. He was gravely injured and bleeding profusely. He was in a lot of pain. But despite it all, Wudala's eyes were blazing with fire, and there was a warm smile on his lips. Wutati said, "Father, we will carry you home immediately and get help." But Wudala stopped him. "My sons and my dear Wapiri, I am an old wolf, and I have lived a very privileged life. But now, my time has come. I have seen beauty, and I have created beauty. I have made many choices in my life, and I have learned to make them all according to my convictions, to act on them with courage, and to accept responsibility for the consequences. And everything I have done to the best of my ability, and I have enjoyed it. Even when times were hard, and I was struggling, or when I was sad and had tears in my eyes, deep inside, I always sought to enjoy life. And today, even in this fight against the leopards,
I fought as hard as I possibly could. I could do no better than I did. I gave it my all, and even though I was hurt and I lost, it filled me with pride. It gave me so much joy.
Then he looked at Wapiri.
My dear Wapiri, you have made me so proud today. Now that the leopards are gone, bring me my knapsack.
She hurried to fetch his bag and brought it back to her grandfather. He reached inside slowly and pulled out his knife. It was beautiful, made not from metal, but from a special hardened wood. He told Wapiri to hold out both her hands, and as he placed the knife in them, he kept his hands on the knife and said,
Wapiri, the knife is one of the symbols of the warrior wolves. My knife has been my companion through many adventures and battles. It is made from wood as hard as stone. It is beautiful and functional. It is both a weapon and a tool. You can use it to protect or to hurt. You can use it to build or to destroy. It will all depend on the choices you make. Today I saw that you understand what it means to be a warrior wolf.
Then he took his hands away, leaving the knife in Wapiri's hands.
The knife is now yours. Wapiri, you are now a warrior wolf.
Wadana took a deep, slow breath.
My children, the most important thing is this. Enjoy life. Warrior wolves might not always have smiles on their faces, but they always have smiles in their hearts and fire in their eyes. Now I die with a smile in my heart and fire in my eyes. I love you. I am a warrior wolf.
Wadana closed his eyes, smiled, and breathed his last breath. Wutati and Wulume bowed their heads respectfully. Wapiri whispered goodbye to her grandfather, and as she lowered her head, tears flowed from her eyes. She remained there for a long time. Then she took a deep breath and gripped the knife tightly. When she opened her eyes again, the tears were gone. In her eyes burned the fire of a warrior wolf.
And so began the adventures of Wapiri, the warrior wolf.